Sheldon Harnick has written a lot of songs for the theater. He shared a Pulitzer Prize for the words he wrote for the musical Fiorello and a Tony Award for Fiddler on the Roof. But for every song you might remember from your favorite show, there are even more you've never heard because the songs were cut. A new 2-CD set showcases dozens of Sheldon Harnick's hidden treasures. It's just been released. To celebrate the songwriter's 90th birthday, Jeff London has more.
Sheldon Harnick has been a working lyricist for over 60 years, and part of working in the theater means you write songs that, for whatever reason, don't make it into the show.
Sometimes the song was changed because a scene would change, and it no longer accommodated the song, so sometimes there had to be a new song.
Like this one from Fiorello, set during Prohibition.
It's simply amazing what you can accomplish with cherries, or berries, or plums. What was once unthinkable is now extremely drinkable till the bootlegger comes.
That's Sheldon Harnick and his writing partner Jerry Bock singing Till the Bootlegger Comes on a demo recording. Harnick says he and Jerry Bock loved it, and audiences loved it during the show's pre-Broadway tryout. But then the songwriters met with Fiorello's co-author and director.
George Abbott said, I don't like the scene that's part of. I want to change that scene, and part of the change will mean we're going to lose the song. Which was heartbreaking because the song was working. It was working wonderfully. But it led to the creation of another song, Little Tin Box, which was as good, if not better.
You're implying I'm a crook and I say no, sir. There is nothing in my past I care to hide. I've been taking empty bottles to the grocer and each nickel that I got was put aside.
That he got was put aside.
Into a little tin box.
A little tin box that a little tin key unlocks.
Sheldon is a really witty writer.
Ken Bloom co-produced the CD set. He says Sheldon Harnick is a master craftsman.
But as opposed to other writers, his wit and his invention is not the purpose of the song. He's not showing off. He's still writing for character. And if you listen to all these CDs with different characters singing, the lyrics fit the language of that character.
Sheldon Harnick says every song he writes is for a specific character in a specific situation.
Part of my talent as a lyricist is that I believe I think like a playwright in terms of character, so that I can find different diction, different voices for the different characters.
So Harnick's lyric for a song sung by Laser Wolf, the butcher in Fiddler on the Roof, is particularly meaty.
A butcher has his feelings. He is not a piece of meat. A man is not a chicken. You should hang him by his feet.
That's Sheldon Harnick singing A Butcher's Soul, which Fiddler's director Jerome Robbins had to cut.
Jerry Robbins loved that song, but he said, fellas, I have to disappoint you. What it does is put the focus in the scene on the butcher, and it mustn't be. It has to be on Tevye and his problem. So we have to lose that song.
It got replaced by To Life L'Chaim, with the lead character of Tevye, played by Zero Mostel, front and center.
Here's to our prosperity, our good health and happiness, and most important, to life, L'Chaim. L'Chaim, L'Chaim, to life.
Harnick says he and composer Jerry Bock basically wrote three or four songs for every one that made it into a show. The original opening number for Fiddler on the Roof was called We've Never Missed a Sabbath Yet.
Make and chicken to be plucked and liver to be chopped and challah to be baked. Race with the sun so at the proper time the candles can be lit and blessed.
Hal Prince, who produced Fiddler, recalls that the show's director Jerome Robbins didn't like the song. He felt it didn't explain what Fiddler was about.
We met and we met and we met, and each time he'd say, but what's it about? What's it about? And finally, Sheldon, I've never heard him lose his temper before, said, Oh, for God's sakes, Jerry, it's about tradition. And Jerry said, that's it. That's what about. Write the opening number.
So Bach and Harnack wrote Tradition.
Whole day and night must scramble for a living, feed a wife and children, say his daily prayers. And who has the right, as master of the house, to have the final word at home? The Papa!
One of the most famous songs from Fiddler on the Roof started out somewhat differently than the version most people recognize.
Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play?
We did a dee-dum-bum-bum-ba-dum-bum-bum, which is a mazurka. And, you know, through the years, it kind of got loosened up into more of a ballad.
Sunrise, sunset. Sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days.
Harnack says he hadn't heard most of the material on the CD set in decades.
But it was great fun going over these songs and allowing myself to be proud of myself by what I had done.
And at age 90, Sheldon Harnack says he's spending a lot of time answering birthday cards and rewriting three shows he hopes to get produced in the future. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the day.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. B.J. Lederman wrote our theme. I'm Linda Wertheimer.